2:06 is the time. Anna DeVlante is here on WGN. I hope today is a good day for you. This just happened. R. Kelly gets the big no on release. Coronavirus, no reason to let him out on bond. The generalized risk alone does not warrant releasing the whole federal prison population. So there you go. Not good news for Avenatti or Harvey Weinstein. That's happening. 7:08, Anna and Steve just got an email from ComEd informing me of a high bill notice. My usage is up 76%.
What? What?
Yes.
What are you doing?
A not so happy side effect to working from home.
You mean it's giving you really?
76%. Think about that. I wonder how many people are going to see a huge increase.
Well, I'm sure the businesses will cover that.
Well, that's what I wonder. If you maybe you get reimbursed from your employer. If not, can you probably can claim a home office when you file your taxes next year? We got to find the answers out to that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are running into more expenses at home that you didn't expect. All right, we want to talk to Heidi Stevens from the Chicago Tribune. And Heidi, I got to say, there are a lot of things helping me get through this time. Music, Zoom. Zoom is keeping me connected to friends and family. My escape TV shows like Tiger King and Ozark. I don't know if you're watching those. They're great. Ozark just started this weekend. Oh, my gosh.
I've been watching Little Fires Everywhere, which I'm loving. But anyway, go ahead.
And then your columns. I put your columns on that list because you really help connecting us and finding out the human side of, you know, what just makes us all connect with each other. You had a great piece this weekend. I was walking the dog and I really just started to cry because it was incredible describing how this makeshift Irish wake was held in the South Loop. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so sweet. So this gentleman, Bill Hushin, is 83, and he's been treated for his leukemia that he was diagnosed with in October at Northwestern, but his family and he made the decision a couple of Fridays ago, March 20th, to bring him home where he could spend his final days with his wife and four adult kids and his beloved dog, Veronica. And his daughter felt really torn about that, happy that he could, you know, live out his final days at home, really upset that because of coronavirus, they can't have a traditional wake or funeral for him. And he's this, you know, recognized guy from around the neighborhood. He's always out walking Veronica and he's made lots of friends with other dog owners. And he's like this longtime teacher and coach in the area. He was at Leo Catholic for a while and then out at Revis and Burbank. And, you know, would have in any other time had a big, huge celebration with a crowd, you know, honoring him when he does pass. So what his daughter did was put flyers up around their South Loop neighborhood and ask people, you know, hey, if you recognize this man who walks his dog around the neighborhood, it's my dad and he's dying. And if you wouldn't mind on Saturday at noon, you know, gather at a safe distance, you know, standing 6 feet apart from each other, but gather and look up to the sixth floor balcony where he lives and just send him a special thought or prayer. And, you know, I went there Saturday to see if people turned out, and they did, and it was just lovely. And there were, you know, depending on, you know, it lasts about a half hour, depending on the time, there were anywhere from like 30 to 60 people. And people really did respect the, you know, social distancing rules. And they at one point broke out in song and sang together When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And, you know, people held up signs and one woman waved an Irish flag. And it just was really, really lovely.
It seemed like it. You know, we keep seeing the birthday parties that are held with the cars coming around the house and honking and decorating. And it just, it helps mark these major life moments in a way that, you know, we wouldn't have thought of before. But you also have to think about the funerals. And what those are not really allowed in this way. You can do virtual funerals. I've seen people improvising in other ways. But this Irish wake, it just touched me. You showed the visuals of the people bringing their strollers and their dogs and gathering outside his condo building to sing to him and just sort of cheer. Did the family mention if they had had an opportunity? Did he know that it was happening? Did he get any sense of what was going on for him?
Yeah, I interviewed his daughter, Katie, the one who put the flyers around afterwards, and she said that, you know, her dad didn't see any, but some people actually got confused and thought that her dad was standing on the balcony. Katie, the daughter, was standing on the balcony with her mom, but it was, you know, up six levels, and they had on winter coats and hats, but that was actually her mom who was out there with her, you know, the wife of the man who's dying. Joan, who's, like Katie said, they've been sweethearts since fifth grade, which is so darn cute.
I know.
Anyway, after people dispersed and went back home, Katie and her mom went in and told him what happened. And she said, you know, he's in and out of consciousness, and he hasn't eaten in almost a week. And so he's, you know, he's not doing well. But she said his eyes fluttered open, and he said, oh, my God, when they told him what happened. And they mentioned, you know, you had one of your football players out there from Rebus wearing a Rebus coat, and, you know, somebody waved an Irish flag, and they sang When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And so they told him the details, and he did get to learn about it. And one thing that somebody said on Facebook, which I think is a sweet way to think of it, is that, you know, in a way, this is a little more special than a funeral because he got to witness what he meant to people, you know, and feel the love from the community while he's still here.
And the other part about it that I loved about that family is that every summer in Wisconsin, you mentioned in your piece in the Tribune that they did a week-long Papapalooza just to sort of celebrate his life before anyway. So this is a family that gets it right in terms of remembering that life is precious and you don't know what happens next. And so it was really cool to see the neighbors come out. Speaking of the South Loop neighbors, I mean, have you seen the spirit out there during all this? I now look forward to 8 o'clock at night tuning into social media to see their big sing-along and the high-rises with the lights flashing on and off and the honking and the cheering. It is such an incredible thing what they're doing there.
It's awesome. Oh, my God, it's awesome. Yeah, I used to live in the South Loop. I haven't lived there in a few years, but I still have a lot of friends down there, and my son and I have driven down there to watch the light shows and join in the sing-along. And then what was really cool is that, you know, some of the people who run the Hello South Loop Facebook page reached out to me Saturday after the column ran about the, you know, the neighbors paying tribute to Bill, and asked if they could dedicate Sunday night's sing-along to him. So I asked his daughter how she felt about that and if he maybe had a favorite song. And the family loved that idea and said, you know, one of his favorite songs was always Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. So they Sunday night sing-along in the South Loop was When Irish Eyes Are Smiling and then Sweet Caroline. So, yeah, it just, you know, this is such an anxiety-inducing and sad, grim period. And then you have these little glimpses of humanity and community that remind you that, you know, as hard and awful as this is, I think we will get through it, and we will have been reminded throughout of how beautiful humans can be to each other, too.
Yeah, I think that's an important lesson, and we're seeing it all the time, and we're certainly talking about it on this show all the time. So thank you, Heidi, for checking in with us. And
thanks for having me.
Keep the columns coming. I'm really enjoying connecting to what people are doing through your work. So good
thank
hearing
you.
From you.